Happy Friday and bless your little amino acids. My guest today, Emily Marlowe Beck of the Marlowe Automotive Group. They're celebrating 75 years in business with 75 acts of kindness. All right, let's drive over to your brain buster. 10% of people say this is their favorite comfort food. 10% say what? A, pie, B, meatloaf, or C, donuts. We'll reveal the answer here in a few minutes. The podcast planner, nationaldaycalendar.com, reveals that today is National Chicken Wing Day. It's also Lasagna Day and Lipstick Day. Believe it or not, the British Parliament banned lipstick in 1770, calling it a devilish attempt to trick men into marriage. And today is also Talk in an Elevator Day. When you think about it, really it's a short, mundane experience inside of a box. But during this vertical trip, strike up a conversation, share a joke, hold a spelling bee, or my favorite, just to see how people react, turn around and face the back of the elevator. Oh, look at all those faces looking back at you. Strike up a conversation. Speaking of which, time to talk with my special guest. So good to connect with a community friend and a personal friend, Emily Marlowe Beck, president of the Marlowe Automotive Group. Marlowe Automotive Group turned 75 years old. 75 years in business, and man, have they found a cool community way to celebrate. Emily, it is so good to connect with you again.
Hey, it's great to talk to you too. Thanks so much. It's just great to hear your voice.
Likewise. Before we talk about how you're observing 75 years in business and how the community is benefiting from this, a word about the Marlowe Automotive Group, a little history lesson, if you would.
Sure. Well, we were founded in 1947 by my grandfather, Guy Marlowe, in Front Royal, Virginia. And at that point, we were a Kaiser Frazier store. People can Google that if they're history buffs, and they'll know what that is. But we were founded because of a car shortage. And because my grandfather didn't like the way people were doling out cars, candidly, he didn't think it was very ethical. So he said, well, I'm going to start my own dealership where I can help sell cars the right way and make sure that we're handling it the right way. And so when we go through the kind of car shortages that the industries are having right now, like every other industry, I always tell my folks and I reminded them, remember, we were founded during a car shortage by someone who was trying to do things the right way. So we'll continue to do things the right way, and we'll just plow forward. So today, we are Tri-State Nissan in Winchester. We are Marlowe Motor Company, which is a Chrysler Dodge Ram store in Front Royal. And we're Marlowe Ford in Luray. So we have three locations across the northern Shenandoah Valley.
Congratulations on 75 years in business. And now to turn that around and to celebrate with the community by reaching out and helping nonprofits, tell me about the 75 Acts of Kindness, how this came about and how you're doing, because the campaign is officially for July.
Right. So it started kind of by accident. I was just driving around and I was doing math in my head and thinking about the coming month. And it dawned on me, I said, well, there's typically 25 business days in our month. And there's three locations, three times 25, that's 75. And the math was so easy. I said, well, this is what we should do. But I thought, my team is going to think I'm crazy if I go to them and say, we're going to do 75 acts of kindness in 1 month. How are we going to do that? And so I kind of sheepishly threw the idea out to my management team. And I'm going to tell you, they took it and they ran with it. And it's really interesting. You know, we thought that it would be the type of thing where we'd come up with acts of kindness for our team and everyone would have a sign-up sheet. And, you know, we'd walk around and get people to sign up. And there was a little of that at the beginning, but I'm going to tell you, somewhere in the first week or so, it flipped. And then suddenly we have the employees coming to us saying, hey, I want to do this, or I have a background here, and I think I can do this, and I want to be able to use my talents in this way. And so what's happened, what I thought was a kind of a corporate-led initiative, has completely flipped, and now it's an employee-led initiative. And we've been out in the community and we've hit our 75 acts. We're going to go past 75 acts of kindness. And it's just been, from my vantage point, a joy to watch, to see the team engaging in the community, showing kindness and servanthood in the community. It's just been amazing.
Can you share with us some of these acts of kindness? I mean, obviously, we don't have time to go over all 75, but yeah.
Some of them are as simple as going to the park and the playground and passing out ice cream to kids. but some of it has been more involved. We had a crew just this last weekend at NW Works doing landscaping and painting their old sign. We're kind of refreshing it. We had in Front Royal at the House of Hope, my 13-year-old son and I and my husband, some of us, we had a barbecue with some of the homeless residents and just had fellowship and community together. We had a group of people who did landscaping at the Rescue Mission's new property. I mean, we had a woman who painted a recovery house in Front Royal yesterday with her family. And I've forgotten some of them. I know there's so many of these projects, I can't keep count. And the thing we've learned along the way is there are amazing nonprofits in our communities that are doing amazing work all the time. I mean, you know this from your work and what you've done. There are amazing people just really serving in our communities all the time. And it was so neat to get to plug in and engage and work with some of these groups like the Highland Food Pantry and the work they do, and CCAP and the work that they do, and Literacy Volunteers of America and the work that they do. I mean, we've partnered with all of them in some way or another, and they're just blowing us away.
You know, it is so cool, not just how the community is benefiting, but as you said, the morale and just the camaraderie among your team at the three dealerships. I mean, you could plan a seminar on team building, but this just blows it out of the water.
Absolutely. And the morale is so good. And the conversations we're having now are, hey, what are we going to do next? How are we going to continue this? And of course, we can't do this for, this is a lot of work. And so 75 acts in 1 month is a huge undertaking, but we can do something. And, you know, we can do something corporately. Or one of my favorite things that I've learned, how many of our employees have come back to me and said, hey, I volunteered at, you know, Literacy Volunteers today or wherever. And I thought it was cool, so I signed up to be a volunteer going forward. Wow. So it's just been really neat. So I don't know what this will look like for us in the future. I know that we have in our business, we have what we've created called CARES team. Each location has a CARES committee where they try to engage in the community and see what we can do to have an impact. And I know when this is done, we're going to huddle and just have a debrief and say, hey, what worked? What didn't work? What can we do going forward? How do we continue to do this in a way that's sustainable and that continues to build morale and really demonstrate kindness and servanthood, to be candid?
Well, for years and years, the Marlow Automotive Group was there for the chain of checks and all those community organizations. And we just thank you so much for what you've done there. And now here you are with this 75 acts of kindness. You've gone over that in a month. Congratulations. If people want to follow along or get involved, how do they stay in tune with what's going on there with the Marlow Automotive Group?
You know, social media is where it's at right now in the world. So our Facebook pages have been just very much active and alive with all the different acts. And we've been trying to feature the nonprofits when we talk about what we've been doing. And so our hope is that in this process, the community might learn a little bit about our employees, but they might learn a whole lot about the nonprofits that are doing the heavy lifting every day. And so if people will go to our Facebook pages, whether that's Tri-State Nissan, Marlow Motor Company, Marlow Ford, they can learn a little bit about what we've been doing, but maybe they can learn a little bit about these nonprofits who've been doing it the whole time without any fanfare. They're just getting it done. And so it sounds cliche, but they're the real heroes. You know that, Barry. They're the real heroes. And so you can learn a little bit about them, too.
Well, congratulations again on an incredible campaign on helping out the community as you've done for years. And thank you so much for sharing this with us. And wow, what a July. Take a break this weekend.
That's right. Maybe we will.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you so much for what you do.
Great story. Great person. And person celebrating birthdays today. Peter Reynolds in Surrey, England. He's a boss jock, he's a disc jockey, and one heck of a griller, according to those in Surrey. Happy birthday, my friend. Cliff Patton, Elise Stein-Dolinar, Frida Roberson of Fremont Street Nursery fame. Love you. And Megan Bowers, thanks for all you do for the critters. Happy birthday to you. On the Brain Buster, 10% of people say this is their favorite comfort food. Remember, only 10% said this. Is it A, pie, B, meatloaf, or C, donuts? And the answer is C, donuts, especially the ones with all the gooey stuff inside. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. Let me know when your birthday is, where you're listening from. You'll find my email address at the website, breakfastwithbarrylee.com. In closing, and speaking of donuts, the answer to our Brain Buster, Why is it that the donut is always bigger than the cup you're trying to dunk it in? Just a thought. Blessings.